Station in Stax Market of Owendale, Peruski Insurance Agency, Audi Motor Service, D&M Cabinets of Ruth, Caulfield Insurance, Ensure, Better Health, Better Life. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLAW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with their call tonight in doubleheader action. And a wise person once told me, stereotypes may not be the most PC thing, but they certainly can be true for a reason. March Madness certainly, without a doubt, falls into that latter category.
Well, I don't know much about stereotypes, Clark, but I'll tell you what, in District 84, it's always wide open, always full of surprises, and one never knows what's going to happen around the corner. Even the favorites wind up taking a trip every once in a while.
The WLAW Sports Network is broadcasting all five games of District 84 this week from Laker Country, and we have two down, three to go. We started out with six teams. It's already cut down to four, and after tonight, just two squads will be vying for the first piece of postseason hardware.
At this point in time, I know three teams that are not conceding district hardware to USA. Okay? Yeah, the Patriots, they're the favorite. There's no doubt, but they're going to earn it. Believe me, they are going to earn it.
Our first game this evening finds the USA Patriots against another team that they had previously defeated. The Ugly Bearcats are trying to avenge a January 11th 25-53 loss to the Patriots.
I'll tell you, a sure bet is that you're not going to see a half-court game tonight with USA, especially if USA has something to say about it. This game is going to be like a track meet. It's going to be a game of transition, and it's going to be a crowd pleaser. They love that type of basketball. It's just the only thing that's going to be moving is their heads back and forth.
Our second half of the broadcast tonight will then be dedicated to the efforts of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Harbor Beach Pirates. They have played each other twice already this season, with each team winning on their home court. Tonight?
Well, tonight, who can call this one? I have not a clue. I'm still debating on some things, but there are a lot of factors, and let's take a look at a few. Seth Bowles, a Lakers senior, and you have Brady Kirsch, a Harbor Beach Pirates senior. Both of those two are like mirror images of each other, and so they might cancel each other out. It's unfortunate because those two are probably the most improved players on their team and that have carried their teams at times, okay? Main scorers are usually juniors. You talk about Brennan Wisner for Lakers. And then you have, let's say, Ryan Seaman for Harbor Beach. Those guys are going to step up. But they also have somebody else, too, is that the sophomores, like the Corey Minetti that has emerged for the Lakers, and Mason Yan, who has taken the long road but has really developed a game for Harbor Beach. So who's the X factor? I think it's James Shulkey, so watch out for him.
It all leads up to the district final on Friday in an absolutely classic gym in the Thumb of Michigan. USA, Obli, Harbor Beach, and Lakers are still alive, but we will see what lives and who lives to see another day. The MHSAA tournament right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLAW Sports Network.
Half the fun of buying a new vehicle is getting a great deal. You'll have almost too much fun at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring during their limited time 20% off sale on selected brand new 2017 Chevrolets.
Now through March 13th, save $7,900
on a Pepper Dust 2017 Chevrolet Impala LT sedan with 3.6-liter six-cylinder engine and six-speed automatic transmission. MSRP $33,175. Supplier for everyone price just $25,275. A hard-to-beat price for a hard-to-beat Impala. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick has lots more brand-new 2017 Chevrolet cars, SUVs, and trucks to choose from, including late-model GM-certified pre-owned Chevrolet Buick or GMC models. Visit www.mooreshoreline.com or call 989-883-2100. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget? High energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you need new or additional grain storage or repairs or upgrades for your present grain storage and handling systems, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. It is District 84 semifinals tonight, and we have a doubleheader of action too for you from Laker Country. Clark Ramsey with your call. To my right, as always, John Moody. We'll take a look at all 4 teams here before our opening tip for tonight. And the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers enter tonight at 8-13 overall. Their best win would be against Vassar, when they won 62-41 at home. Their worst loss would be at home against Marlette, when they lost 42-71. They finished 2-8 in league play, and that put them in 5th place in the Greater Thumb West, 1 game behind Cass City, but 1 game ahead of Vassar. Ron Swartzen-Gerber in his second season did something on Monday that has not been done in over a decade, and that is to win a postseason basketball game. The last time Lakers won in the MHSA tournament was just 2 months. Think about this, John. Was 2 months into George W. Bush's second term, 2005, and coincidentally also against Bad Axe. 12-28 is Swartzen-Gerber's current record, which means for the first time he has a batting average for Lakers in the 400s, right on the nose. Now with 8 victories this year, this is the most wins for the Laker program in 5 seasons. In 2013, the Green White had 10 Ws. Wednesday saw the Lakers score more than their average for the first time in 3 games, scoring 48 points when they averaged about 42. Now their offensive production numbers sit at 43.1 for the year and defensively 48.4. So their average point spread moves in their favor to negative 5.3 points, down from 5.7. When Lakers play at home, their numbers don't change much. They score 4/10 of a point more and allow 7/10 more on defense as well. 43.5 on offense, 49.1 on defense, so an average home margin for Lakers of negative 5.6. Lakers played Harbor Beach twice this season on January 4th. They were victorious in this gym, 54-44 by 10, but they fell short on the road 3 weeks later in Harbor Beach, January 25th, 48-54. Only time will tell for tonight's outcome. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers?
Don't you love third meetings, right? This is where you really tell a lot. But Coach Short, Ron Swartz, and Drew Berhis.